At the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, a ruptured pipe in the seabed continues to spew millions of gallons of crude oil into the ocean. The oil spurts upwards to the surface, thousands of feet above, and adds to the giant oil slick which is threatening environmental catastrophe all along the Gulf Coast. And nobody seems to be able to do anything about it. The main hope was a specially constructed giant dome. Stick that over the hole, seal it off. Except it hasn't worked, not yet at any rate. At low temperatures and high pressure, natural gas has been crystallising in the dome, making it unworkable. So what next? Well, Mike Miller is head of Safety Boss, a Canadian oil fire blowout company based in Calgary in Alberta. He made his name tackling oil fires in Kuwait, but he says the problem posed by the Gulf blowout is on an almost unprecedented scale.
Well, it's a huge and a serious problem, and of course the very complicating factor is this ultra deep water. You know, had this been on land, it'd be much more simple. It'd probably be over by now. But you're just very limited as to what you can do in 5,000 feet of water.
And the attempts that have been made so far to plug this leak, how would you rate them?
Well, I was never very confident that the box or the dome situation would work. There was just a lot of complications in making that work. And again, you know, you have to bear in mind it's almost freezing at the bottom of the ocean. I think it's 2-3 degrees centigrade. And gas does form hydrates, which are like iceberg plugs there.
But if you know this, why did the people making this dome not know about it?
Well, I think it was just simply desperate measures for desperate times. The only sure shot they have is the relief well, which is well underway. It's about a week underway. But unfortunately, it's got almost 7 weeks to go. It's 3 weeks or 3 months to complete it. And, of course, they're trying anything else they can.
So basically, that would mean you drill another well to relieve the pressure.
Yeah, you would drill another well from a sister rig that has already been started, and you would try to intersect the blown-out hole at or as close to bottom as you can get it. And that's 18,000 feet. And then you would pump heavy mud and or cement from the new well up into the old well. And then, of course, once the cement sets, it's all over. And that is their only sure shot. The rest are, you know, are just Band-Aid kind of situations. I applaud them for doing it, but they're looking ahead. It doesn't look good.
In the meantime, the damage that's continuing to be done is enormous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's already substantially surpassed the Exxon Valdez, and there's a lot of questions as to what the actual flow rate is. I think it's much higher than what they've estimated.
And what's the thinking behind this idea of, they call it a junk shot. What is that?
Well, the junk shot we use successfully in Kuwait on a lot of occasions, and it works fairly well, but it's a fairly intricate process. I mean, in terms of getting it to work, and really all you're doing is trying to plug a gap or a crack up, and they think the blowout preventer is open a minor amount, maybe half, is not more than 1 inch. So they're going to try to stuff things in there that would jam into that opening, and that would shut it off. But there's other complications with that, and one of them is that in order to do that, they have to gain access into the BOP. And what you have to know is this well could flow 12 times what it's already flowing. It could flow as much as 60,000 barrels a day. Right now, they're estimated at 5,000 barrels. So there's a serious downside to attempting a junk shot.
That's Mike Miller from the company Safety Boss in